You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Employees or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
Britain's police force is investigating claims of historical child sexual abuse involving former Prime Minister Edward Heath.
Five police forces are now conducting separate inquiries into the late Prime Minister. Edward Heath's name has emerged after Britain's police watchdog said it would investigate whether police failed to pursue allegations of child abuse made against him. Wiltshire Police say detectives and a national child abuse prevention charity have received a number of calls following appeals for information. Prime Minister Edward Heath is the latest public figure in Britain to be scrutinised for historic sex abuse allegations. Martha McDowick, London.
A man charged with fatally shooting a Memphis, Tennessee police officer during a struggle on a residential street has completed a brief court appearance. Tremaine Wilborn appeared via video from jail this morning. He is charged with first-degree murder in the death of Officer Sean Bolton. Bond was set at $10 million. The Senate's number two Republican is introducing legislation that would reward states for sending more information about residents with serious mental problems to the federal background check system for firearms purchasers. And he's doing it with the National Rifle Association support. The bill by Texas Senator John Cornyn is far more modest than a Senate measure expanding background check requirements that the NRA and Republicans helped kill in 2013. Pope Francis is opening the door for divorced Catholics. He said today that Catholics who remarry deserve better treatment from the Church. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Musicians, for 51 years, Guitar Center has been known for the greatest selection and biggest savings on the gear you need to make music. This anniversary is no different. With huge once-a-year deals store-wide, get deals like a Fender acoustic guitar, just $99, or an 88-key digital piano, just $149. Plus, make 24 equal monthly payments with no interest on purchases of $699 or more with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is this weekend. Don't miss it. See card member agreement. Promotional financing terms at guitarcenter.com for financing details.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer is proposing a fix to drones flying too close to planes.
There is an elegant solution, which is called geofencing. You can build into the software of a drone at nominal cost a program that doesn't let them fly in certain places.
There were three incidents at JFK International Airport over the weekend involving three different airlines. In the one on Sunday, there's new information that a drone flew dangerously close to a Shuttle Airways flight from Richmond, Virginia that was moments away from landing. The New York Post says the pilot reported seeing a drone off his left wing within 25 feet of touchdown at Kennedy. The Department of Homeland Security issued a warning over the weekend that drones could be weaponized. Drama continues to surround the death of Bobby Christina Brown. TMZ reports that the families of Bobby Christina's parents, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown, are blaming each other for selling a photo of Bobby Christina in her casket. The photo was reportedly sold to an unnamed media outlet for a six-figure sum. There were worries a picture could be snapped and sold because a photo of Whitney Houston in her casket ended up on a magazine cover. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A sharp-toothed guest paid a visit to a South Carolina beach, and for once it wasn't a shark. A 7-foot alligator crept ashore on Sunday, surprising visitors relaxing on Pawleys Island.
We were able to spot him. He was just north of the Pawleys Island pier, and because there were so many people on the beach, he just really couldn't come in.
That's Rachel Langford with Carolina Exterminators, who helped capture the alligator. She tells Fox News it's not a real common thing to see alligators on the beach. She says the alligators will sometimes get washed out into the ocean during heavy rains. The alligator was eventually wrangled up and relocated away from the beach. She says that they've caught around 10 alligators on the beach over the past 3 years.
It's not a real common thing. They, during heavy rains or heavy tides, they will get washed out into the ocean.
The Senate will not advance a bill that would defund Planned Parenthood. The bill was less than 10 votes short of the 60-vote threshold needed for passage Monday. Federal funding for Planned Parenthood has been a hot topic since the release of videos from the anti-abortion group Center for Medical Progress, which accuses Planned Parenthood of the illegal selling of fetal tissue. Students at the University of Illinois apparently know how to party. For the first time in the school's history, the U of I is at the top of Princeton Review's list of the top 20 party schools. Fellow Big Ten counterparts Iowa and Wisconsin came in second and third, respectively. The next project for UFC champion Ronda Rousey will last longer than most of her fights. The 28-year-old is set to star as herself in a film based on her autobiography. The Paramount Pictures project is due out late next year. I'm Ron Taylor. You're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Musicians, for 51 years, Guitar Center has been known for the greatest selection and biggest savings on the gear you need to make music. This anniversary is no different. With huge once-a-year deals store-wide, get deals like a Fender acoustic guitar, just $99, or an 88-key digital piano, just $149. Plus, make 24 equal monthly payments with no interest on purchases of $699 or more with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is this weekend. Don't miss it. See card member agreement. Promotional financing terms at guitarcenter.com for financing details.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer is proposing a fix to drones flying too close to planes.
There is an elegant solution, which is called geofencing. You can build into the software of a drone at nominal cost a program that doesn't let them fly in certain places.
There were three incidents at JFK International Airport over the weekend involving three different airlines. In the one on Sunday, there's new information that a drone flew dangerously close to a Shuttle Airways flight from Richmond, Virginia that was moments away from landing. The New York Post says the pilot reported seeing a drone off his left wing within 25 feet of touchdown at Kennedy. The Department of Homeland Security issued a warning over the weekend that drones could be weaponized. Drama continues to surround the death of Bobby Christina Brown. TMZ reports that the families of Bobby Christina's parents, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown, are blaming each other for selling a photo of Bobby Christina in her casket. The photo was reportedly sold to an unnamed media outlet for a six-figure sum. There were worries a picture could be snapped and sold because a photo of Whitney Houston in her casket ended up on a magazine cover. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A sharp-toothed guest paid a visit to a South Carolina beach, and for once it wasn't a shark. A 7-foot alligator crept ashore on Sunday, surprising visitors relaxing on Pawleys Island.
We were able to spot him. He was just north of the Pawleys Island pier, and because there were so many people on the beach, he just really couldn't come in.
That's Rachel Langford with Carolina Exterminators, who helped capture the alligator. She tells Fox News it's not a real common thing to see alligators on the beach. She says the alligators will sometimes get washed out into the ocean during heavy rains. The alligator was eventually wrangled up and relocated away from the beach. She says that they've caught around 10 alligators on the beach over the past 3 years.
It's not a real common thing. They, during heavy rains or heavy tides, they will get washed out into the ocean.
The Senate will not advance a bill that would defund Planned Parenthood. The bill was less than 10 votes short of the 60-vote threshold needed for passage Monday. Federal funding for Planned Parenthood has been a hot topic since the release of videos from the anti-abortion group Center for Medical Progress, which accuses Planned Parenthood of the illegal selling of fetal tissue. Students at the University of Illinois apparently know how to party. For the first time in the school's history, the U of I is at the top of Princeton Review's list of the top 20 party schools. Fellow Big Ten counterparts Iowa and Wisconsin came in second and third, respectively. The next project for UFC champion Ronda Rousey will last longer than most of her fights. The 28-year-old is set to star as herself in a film based on her autobiography. The Paramount Pictures project is due out late next year. I'm Ron Taylor. You're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
It's 8:06, time for 100 Chamber Radio weather, where it's 64 degrees right now in Flemington. It is clear skies, calm winds. Today is Wednesday. It's August 5th, 2015. Mostly sunny today and a high of 87. Winds west-northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear and a low of 57 for tonight. And winds north-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Intervals of clouds and sunshine and a high of 83. And winds light and variable for Thursday the 6th. On Friday, partly cloudy skies and a high of 83. Saturday, we get to a few passing clouds, otherwise generally sunny and a high of 84. Sunday, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny, 87. Monday the 10th, few clouds from time to time and a high of 85. That's really fine weather for August in New Jersey. Temperatures in our area, 66 in White House, 62 in the town of Clinton, 65 in Raritan, 63 in Ringo's, 66 in Frenchtown, 66 in Lambertville, 62 in Frenchtown, and 68 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunter, and that's Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. Good morning, Hunter and Big C here coming live from our Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunter, and that's Hunter County, New Jersey. Oh, the McCoys. A little Hang On Sloopy. Not bad for a Wednesday. Well, you'll find out they're part of celebrity birthdays today, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. First things first, though, we got to check the traffic, see what's going on our Hunter County roads. Now, one of the ones that is already there is, we already warned you yesterday, Halsted Street. Going to have some work done and going to be blocked for any through traffic, so be prepared for that. That's up in the town of Clinton. Everything else right now is quiet, so that's the only one that's on there right now. It's good that we don't have anything that we were going through yesterday, and hopefully it'll stay that way. So be safe, be sound. And stay off my traffic report. Good morning, Hunter, and HuntChamberRadio.com's traffic. And a reminder, you can get the traffic reports from HERTTMA.com. Just register with them, and they'll send you the same alerts that I do get. All right, it's time for us to look at what is on HuntChamberRadio.com's schedule for today. I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heidi for one last day before she books out of here for vacation. So grateful to her to give us that extra time. And she'll be doing the investment update with me. At 8:40, we do Diane Lane. We go traveling with Diane. She gives us some places to go, exotic information about where she's going. And that's on from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, we have Modern Design. That's Richard Scuderi. He comes on talking with people to make affordable ways to improve your home inside the interior design. He's part of Maven Hill Design, which had a great ribbon cutting last week. So Richard is knee-deep in everything that's going on in Hunterdon County. At 11 o'clock, we have Raising Conscious Kids Radio. That's Kim Pramatic helping us understand and get better information about how to keep our kids safe and give them the right perspective and tools to make a prospective life. Just reading an article that I'm going to send him, as a matter of fact, about how kids today are not getting enough sleep. They're wired from morning through night and cannot do anything or cannot get the right amount of sleep. Completely different than the way we did it. At noon, it's Counselor's Chat with Ruth Altamore Roll. She's on at noon and giving you information and insight into helping you with relationships, parenting skills, coping skills, anger and stress management. So listen to Ruth to get the latest on that. Hunter and Young Professionals teaches us about the 20-something set and their entrepreneurial endeavors in Hunterdon County. That's Gina Lentini and Eric. Modern Design Design Dilemma with Richard Scuderi is on from 2 to 3, taking your calls, your social media questions, and helping you with the dilemmas that you are facing in your interior design questions. Talented People with Jeannie Murphy is on from 3 to 4. Her and Colleen Kelly bring you authors, public speakers, up-and-comers that you might want to learn about. I think she does it from 3 to 5. And then at 5 to 6, What is Going On in Real Estate? That's Joe and Tony. And they come on from Weikert Realtors in Clinton, talking everything and anything that has to do with real estate. And in their world, everything circles around real estate. So, and they'll take plenty of questions and help you with anything that you might need with regard to commercial and residential real estate questions. That's the entire HuntingtonChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingtonChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a moment.
Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Huntington on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Huntington Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Huntington Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Aversa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Perica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, huntertonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here at Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
All right, time for some celebrity celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com. We are finishing up International Clown Week, National Scrabble Week, finished up today. Simplify Your Life Week finishes up on the 7th. World Breastfeeding Week, Assistance Dog Week goes to the 8th. Those are all the PTSD dogs, like Eli and the Seeing Eye up in Morristown, and all the canine warriors. Exercise with Your Child Week finishes up on the 8th. Knights of Columbus Family Week, National Farmers Market Week, National Fraud Prevention Week. Always best we talk about that on Tech Today to make sure that you are making sure you avoid your credit card number being stolen. National Psychic Week. Single Working Women's Week. Stop on Red Week. That's right. We have people that just do not do that. And it causes some really bad problems, especially over in the Annandale section up there over by Beaverbrook Country Club. Lots of accidents over in that particular area. National Bargain Hunting Week, Old Fiddler's Week, Psychic Week, Sturgis Rally, Rock for Life Week, Gallup International Tribal Indian Powwow. And tomorrow it's National Hobo Week. How about that? All right, and for today, it's National Oyster Day and National Underwear Day. Well, what to do about those two? I don't know. Perhaps you can find something to do there. It's easy to just stop at Red, wouldn't it? That's easy to participate in for the week and for all the rest of the time you're driving. Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and we're going to talk about two businesses in our area that are always in the news. I wonder why. The staff at NJ American Media at NJ.com reported on the 4th that Unity Bank makes a $250,000 donation pledge to Hunterdon Healthcare. Unity Bank has pledged to donate $250,000 to Hunterdon Healthcare over the next 5 years to support the healthcare needs of the community and aid future development projects such as the Norman and Denise Gulliaud Cardiovascular Center, which, by the way, I was at the ribbon cutting for that. That place is awesome. What a fantastic area for people to rehabilitate from heart and cardiovascular issues. Quote, we are pleased, very pleased, to announce this generous commitment from Unity Bank, not only because the financial contribution will support important programs, but also because Unity Bank will be a valuable partner in many ways, said Robert P. Wise. He's the president and CEO of Hunterdon Healthcare. The bank has a well-earned reputation in the community for supporting organizations where they want to create long-term partnerships, and we welcome Unity Bank's active involvement in Hunterdon Healthcare's mission to improve our residents' quality of life. In addition to the financial commitments, Unity has agreed to host various financial education programs for Hunterdon Healthcare employees and physicians, as well as sponsor important fundraising events throughout the year. Quote, as a community bank, Unity believes it's important to support vital organizations, providing service in the areas where we do business, and we look forward to being wellness partner with Hunterdon Healthcare, said Unity Bank President and CEO James A. Hughes. He continues with, many of our employees and customers depend on Hunterdon Healthcare's programs and services, so we really consider it an important responsibility to do what we can to support wellness in Hunterdon County. We are particularly proud to be supporting the new Heart Center because of cardiovascular disease is the number one health concern in the country and in the county. Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death in Hunterdon County, and its incidence is on the rise due in part to the growing number of area residents between the ages of 45 and 64, a time in life in which the one's onset of cardiovascular disease is most likely to occur. The new 24,400-square-foot center includes two new cardiac catheterization labs, a cardiac critical care unit, 20 private patient rooms, expanded space for cardiac imaging and intervention, and state-of-the-art cardiopulmonary rehabilitation services. Located on the fifth floor of Hunterdon Medical Center at 2100 Westcott Drive, the Cardio Center has named as a result of leadership-level gift last year by Stockton residents Dr. Norman and Denise Gulyard. Unity Bank Corp. is the parent company of Unity Bank, and its primary and wholly owned subsidiary is a financial service organization headquartered in Clinton. Unity Bank provides financial services to retail, corporate, and small business customers. Through its 15 bank branches in Hunterdon, Middlesex, Somerset, Union, and Warren counties, and in New Jersey, the Northampton County, and Pennsylvania. For more information, visit unitybank.com or call 800-618-BANK. That is 800-618-2265. John Hughes, President and CEO of Unity Bank, presents Robert P. Wise, President and CEO of Hunterdon Healthcare, with a donation of $250,000 to support the healthcare needs of the community and aid future development projects, such as the Norman and Denise Gulyard Cardiovascular Center. That's the photo that was part of that article. Like I said, if you have, I don't know if you have the opportunity to visit that area. It was not being used at that particular point by the hospital, and we were able to take a trip through that. It was just a fabulous center, and just goes to show you the constant growth that Hunterdon Healthcare and Hunterdon Medical Center is going through to meet the needs of our residents in the 21st century. So thank you to Unity Bank and Mr. Hughes, and congratulations to Hunterdon Healthcare and Mr. Wise. We're all going to benefit from that at some point, some way. That's why that's all vitamin C for today. All right, these are celebrity birthdays for today from the old disc jockey almanac. Starting off with World War Z and Maddox. Jolie Pitt is 14. Kicking It, Olivia Holt is 18. Shake It Up, and that's Adam Irakin, is 18. From Memory of Geisha, Suzuka Ako is 22. From Portland, Megan Warren is 24. Ryan McDonald is 31 from 2012. That's a movie, by the way. Last Passenger, Kara Toyton, is 32. 47 Ronan, Ko Shabaskia, is 34. Model and pro golfer, Anna Rawson, is 34. The Cabin in the Woods, Jesse Williams, is 34. The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion and the Witch and the Wardrobe, Sophie Winkleman, is 35. Former child actress, Amy Foster, is 40. From Coronation Street, Anthony Cotton is 40. Defiance, Ido Goldberg is 40. The Stepford Wives, Laurie Bagley is 42. Guiding Lights, Ethan Erickson is 42. Writer, director, and actor of Guardians of the Galaxy, James Gunn is 45. Country music singer and Girls Lie Too, Terry Clark, is 47 today. Weekend at Bernie's, Jonathan Silverman is 49. I think I'm going to watch that tonight. Really funny movie. Good Will Hunting, a really good movie. Scott William Winters is 50. He's an actor in that. Closing the Deal, James Wilder is 52. Mark Strong from Tinker Tailor, Soldier Spy, he's 52. Tide Land, Janik McTeer is 54. Bachelor Party, America's Funniest People, Tawny Catane is 54. From Just One of the Guys, Clayton Roner is 58. The Brady Bunch, Maureen McCormick, is 59 today. Emotion, Samantha Sangs, she sang that, and she's 62 today. Wolf Creek and Django Unchained, John Jarrett is 64. The Yeoman, Hang On Sloopy, and the McCoys. Nick Derringer is 68, he's the lead singer. From The Yeoman, Holly Palance is 65. Erica Slezak is 69 from Full Circle. Good Times, Charlie's Angels, Jeanette Dubois is 70. WKRP in Cincinnati, Lonnie Anderson is 70 today. Gordon Johncock is 79, race car driver. Asylum and the Blood Beast Terror, Wanda Wintham is 80. An actor in The Nightmare of Elm Street and Enter the Dragon, John Saxon, is 80 as well. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, it's time for us to take a break. We'll get on with Michelle Heidi in just a minute, right after the news and weather. You listen to Good Morning Huntington, huntingchamberradio.com.
Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump isn't planning any surprises for Thursday night's GOP debate in Ohio.
I want to be right down the middle. I want to talk about policy. I want to talk about the wall. I want to talk about illegal immigration. I want to talk about bad trade deals.
Trump tells Fox News that he knows the debate is a big deal, but he just plans to be himself. Trump is leading many state and national polls heading into the first presidential debate Thursday in Cleveland. The FBI is now investigating Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. The Washington Post reports that within the past week, investigators have contacted the Denver company that helped run the system. Agents also contacted an attorney for Clinton, asking him about a thumb drive that contains copies of her work emails from the State Department. America's CEOs will soon have to reveal how much money they make. The Securities and Exchange Commission is expected to finalize a rule today to force public companies in the U.S. to share their pay ratio. The average CEO currently makes 300 times as much as the average worker. This is USA Headline News.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No. No.
So, want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Musicians, for 51 years, Guitar Center has been known for the greatest selection and biggest savings on the gear you need to make music. This anniversary is no different. With huge once-a-year deals store-wide, get deals like a Fender acoustic guitar, just $99, or an 88-key digital piano, just $149. Plus, make 24 equal monthly payments with no interest on purchases of $699 or more with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is this weekend. Don't miss it. See card member agreement. Promotional financing terms at GuitarCenter.com for financing details.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer is proposing a fix to drones flying too close to planes.
There is an elegant solution, which is called geofencing. You can build into the software of a drone at nominal cost a program that doesn't let them fly in certain places.
There were three incidents at JFK International Airport over the weekend involving three different airlines. In the one on Sunday, there's new information that a drone flew dangerously close to a Shuttle Airways flight from Richmond, Virginia that was moments away from landing. The New York Post says the pilot reported seeing a drone off his left wing within 25 feet of touchdown at Kennedy. The Department of Homeland Security issued a warning over the weekend that drones could be weaponized. Drama continues to surround the death of Bobby Christina Brown. TMZ reports that the families of Bobby Christina's parents, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown, are blaming each other for selling a photo of Bobby Christina in her casket. The photo was reportedly sold to an unnamed media outlet for a six-figure sum. There were worries a picture could be snapped and sold because a photo of Whitney Houston in her casket ended up on a magazine cover. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A sharp-toothed guest paid a visit to a South Carolina beach, and for once it wasn't a shark. A 7-foot alligator crept ashore on Sunday, surprising visitors relaxing on Pawleys Island.
We were able to spot him. He was just north of the Pawleys Island pier, and because there were so many people on the beach, he just really couldn't come in.
That's Rachel Langford with Carolina Exterminators, who helped capture the alligator. She tells Fox News it's not a real common thing to see alligators on the beach. She says the alligators will sometimes get washed out into the ocean during heavy rains. The alligator was eventually wrangled up and relocated away from the beach. She says that they've caught around 10 alligators on the beach over the past 3 years.
It's not a real common thing. They, during heavy rains or heavy tides, they will get washed out into the ocean.
The Senate will not advance a bill that would defund Planned Parenthood. The bill was less than 10 votes short of the 60-vote threshold needed for passage Monday. Federal funding for Planned Parenthood has been a hot topic since the release of videos from the anti-abortion group Center for Medical Progress, which accuses Planned Parenthood of the illegal selling of fetal tissue. Students at the University of Illinois apparently know how to party. For the first time in the school's history, the U of I is at the top of Princeton Review's list of the top 20 party schools. Fellow Big Ten counterparts Iowa and Wisconsin came in second and third, respectively. The next project for UFC champion Ronda Rousey will last longer than most of her fights. The 28-year-old is set to star as herself in a film based on her autobiography. The Paramount Pictures project is due out late next year. I'm Ron Taylor. You're listening to USA Headline News.
All right, it's 8:33, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. It's 68 degrees in Flemington right now. Clear skies, calm winds. Today is August 5th, 2015, and sunshine and few afternoon clouds, a high of 87. Winds west-northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, low of 57. Wow, low humidity, how about that? Winds north-northwest at 5 to 10. Partly cloudy and a high of 83 for tomorrow. Winds light and variable. Partly cloudy on Friday, 83. Saturday, clouds in the morning give way to mainly sunny skies in the afternoon, 84. Sunshine and some clouds on Sunday the 9th with a high of 87. And partly cloudy in the morning, followed by scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon on Monday. A high near 85, chance of rain 40%. Temperatures in our area right now, 70 up in Tewksbury, 64 up in Clinton Township, 68 at the county complex, 67 in East Amwell, 64 in Stockton, 69 in New Hope, and 69 in Phillipsburg. That is Good Morning Hunter on Chamber Radio weather. And we have Michelle Heidi on the line, and she can only hope that her weather was going to be the same up by her when she goes on vacation than we have it right here. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing great. All packed up and ready to go.
Good for you. Yeah, that's quite a weather forecast. You are in good shape.
Yes, very excited about that. Yes. Doing an extra sweater just to be on the safe side for nighttime.
Yeah, you're right. You're going to need a sweatshirt or two up there, mm-hmm. No doubt. Good
stuff. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, let's see. Where to begin? Little recap of yesterday. We had the major indices down a little bit, mostly had to do with the fact that we had Apple plunging yet again. I love how they use the word plunge. Apple plunged over 3% yesterday. We had oil up earlier yesterday, but then it ended up closing down about 0.5%. So between those two things, investors were a little bit leery to take any long positions. And then after the market closed, we actually had a little bit of a surprise. We had Disney beating on the earnings front, but they missed on the revenue side. Oh. So their stock was trading down about 5% in after-hours trading. It's interesting. Their stock, before yesterday, was up close to 30% year-to-date.
Wow.
And one of those quiet little things happening.
Well, they're a conglomerate of so many other things. ABC, ESPN... So mm-hmm. It's not just the parks, it's not just the stores, it's not just the movie It's the theaters as well. It's just amazing.
Absolutely. And then we had Etsy beating the estimates, but they ended up dropping about 14% after hours yesterday because they issued some cautious guidance for the third quarter. But then we had Activision up 7%. They beat estimates and they raised their guidance. We had DreamWorks beating, but they ended up being down about 5%. And then Zillow also beat, and they were up about 8% in after-hours trading. And then this morning, in overnight trading, we had Asian markets somewhat mixed. We had the China service sector expanding at its fastest pace in about 11 months, which was positive overall in Asia, but we still had the Shanghai down a little bit yesterday, so that volatility continues. We had some more earnings reported this morning. We had Dish Network. They came out 25 cents above estimate, but they lost 81,000 subscribers during this last quarter compared to 44,000 a year earlier. So that was a little bit disappointing. And then we had Time Warner, 22 cents above estimates. They also beat on the revenue front. Wendy's also beat. So far this morning, most companies that are reporting are coming in at or above estimates. And then the big number everyone was waiting for, the ADP figure.
Oh.
And the figures missed. They came in at 185,000 private sector jobs being added versus the 215,000 expected.
Wow.
So the future's actually like that. So between that and then the Federal Reserve Governor Powell was on CNBC this morning, and he basically said, hey, you know, this labor market's strong, but he has not yet made up his mind on whether or not interest rates should be raised next month. And now that the ADP figure missed, I'm sure all of the speculators out there are now saying, okay, now that they missed there, it's unlikely that we'll have a rate hike, the first one in September, which is probably why the futures are so positive. So, I mean, right here we have Dow futures up about 119, S&P up 18, NASDAQ up 45, European markets are also jumping at the news. We have the DAX in Germany up almost 1.5%, FTSE's up 1%, Paris is up 1.5%, so looks like negative news is seen as a positive from an overall perspective.
Now, we were talking about that yesterday, that I saw that headline, so were there some people that you think were in the know?
That's possible.
That's weird.
Right.
It's all supposed to be announced at the same time, but apparently there's an underground news agency somewhere around here.
Seriously, because now, of course, now that the ADP figures came out, the next jobs number that's looking for, which comes out on Friday, which is the non-farm payrolls, and they're forecasting that to be at 223,000. So, yeah. Again, the miss on the ADP. We'll see how it looks on Friday, but so far this morning, it looks like people are feeling optimistic about the data and the fact that the possibility or the probability has declined a little bit as far as September.
Amazing. We still keep talking about this.
I know.
I wish I would just get it over with.
I just want to get it over with. Move on.
Oh,
I certainly hope this time in 2016 we're still not trying to figure out when they're going to make the first rate hike.
Now, here's the thing, though, and I'm just going from my own opinion and just a little intuition. But do we really have a lot of jobs created in the summer?
No.
You know, I was hired twice in the summer. And, you know, both times when I was hired, I walked in, and three-quarters of the company was on vacation. So I just kind of sat there and hoped that somebody would actually tell me something to do.
Exactly.
And that was because my interviews and stuff like that took place, you know, weeks or months earlier. So,
Right.
So having a low payroll number in August or July does not surprise me, really.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
We have two big times that hiring happens. One is like right after January because the new budgets come in, and the other one is in the September October month because everybody's been brainwashed and trained into the fact that based on the way a school year used to work, that's kind of like the new the new dawn, the new morning of rejuvenation. So you kind of get a kick in September to start everything over again. And
right,
that's right after
right.
summer. So
exactly.
I don't know. I don't see it as a real real tragedy, but
no,
I don't know.
No, I agree.
Amazing. And Dish, well, I've been talking about how the satellite companies and cable companies are dying a slow death, and I'm not surprised by Dish.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they continue to try and find a way to keep customers, but everybody's running different directions, and DirecTV's trying stealing from them. And Time Warner, from what I read about the headline with Time Warner, had nothing to do with their subscribers. It had to do with some other work that they were doing, which was Batman and video streaming. So,
right.
All right.
Exactly.
Very good. Well,
right.
I want to wish you a great vacation, and
you
work so hard. So, kind of get off the grid for a little bit and rejuvenate and go be one with nature. And we'll be hearing from you when?
I will be back on Monday the 17th.
All right. Awesome.
So yes. Absolutely.
Well,
so I have a lot of catching up to do when I come back, although I won't be tuned out completely while I'm gone.
All right. Excellent. Michelle, thank
all
you
right.
so much. You and your family have
thank
a great
you.
Time and be safe, and we'll talk to you in about a week and a half.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
All
have
right.
a great week and a half.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Tony, and Jeannie do Some Things About Money at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays on Hunter and Chamber Radio. And Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunter and HuntChamber.com. Now, normally, Joe would help me when Michelle is off, but lately I'm doing some pre-taping of my shows for the 9 to 10 hour, so there'll be some times when Joe will be joining me, but other times I'm going to have to do it on my own, but I appreciate everything that Michelle and Joe do for Hunter and Chamber Radio. They sponsor our news, they do their show, and they help me, obviously, with the investment update. We're going to take a break. I'm going to get Diane Lane on the phone, and we're going to talk about travel. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in a little bit.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunter and Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, it's time to talk with Diane. She's from D&L Travel in Annandale, and She takes us somewhere exotic every week. Good morning, Diane. How are you?
Okay, Chris. How are you?
All right. So you were just telling me, I got to make sure we give a shout-out to your daughter. She planned and ran National Night Out last night, right?
Yeah, she's a Hunterdon County Sheriff's Officer, and they started it 5 years ago. Then the prosecutor's office got involved, and it's like a community day. Everything is donated, food, drinks, time. All the facilities are open to us at Deer Path Park. The Rangers mm-hmm. work with them. We set it up. They had games for the kids. They had a DJ, live music the whole night. You know, Madalena's cheesecake with cheesecake on it. Kona ice, Domino's pizza, hamburgers, hot dogs, pulled pork,
wow.
Rita's ices. Oh, you know, Sterling Farms did the yogurts. Wawa did drinks. BJ's ShopRite. You name it. They had so much food, you know, and they had a classic car show. 125 to 150 cars showed up, gave out awards, search and rescue, all the police, the rescue squads, fire companies, they all came, you know, and we get, it's a real, like, community day. Yeah.
That's great. Sounds so, like you were doing it.
Oh, yeah. We work with my daughter every year and, you know, help out and set up and tent. It takes almost 2 days to get everything going.
Wow.
And pick supplies up and set up tents and tables and, you know, the grills, getting all the food and the free gifts. People donate everything.
Well, thank you. Time. How was the turnout?
Yeah,
was it good?
A lot of fun for a community to know what your law enforcement's doing, you know, what's out there.
Yep. Was the turnout good?
Yeah, they almost get like 1,000 people.
All right, good.
And it's across the United States.
Yes.
Any township or county office of the police department can do this.
Right.
And some do it on an individual township basis, some do it on a countywide basis, and they opted for the countywide basis. So the sheriff's office officers and the prosecutor's officers, and they all work together now. Yeah.
Awesome.
But
all right.
It started out with the sheriff's department.
What's that?
Grown big time.
Good. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So
really well.
Where are we going today?
Oh, well, it's a U.S. Commonwealth, Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay. Well, we just heard that Puerto Rico reneged on their debt.
I know, and they paid the interest. They just didn't pay principal,
okay,
which is common for everybody.
Yep.
Why? I don't know what their problems they're having.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a big country,
yep,
for an island. It's one of your bigger islands out there. And as a U.S. Commonwealth, what are we doing wrong? And
I don't know
what's going on there. I mean, you know, they have the mecca of the old San Juan, the main metro, okay,
mm-hmm,
where it's big-time heart of the metropolitan area. It's a island capital from the 1800s, where all the casinos are, where all the big hotels are. I don't know what's going on. I mean, we were there. We've been there. It's moving metropolis. I mean, they got one of the biggest malls. Almost everyone from all the Caribbean islands come to Puerto Rico to go shopping,
mm-hmm,
at the mall,
mm-hmm,
to bring the stuff back to the islands or arrange for shipment to get to the island.
Yep.
They expanded the airport. It's a big hopping spot for anybody traveling to the Caribbean. And a lot of times, if you don't want to do a 4 or 5 hour trip and you want to, you can stop in Puerto Rico and then hop the next morning and be on your island in half an hour.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I will recommend that to people if they don't want to be all day in an airplane,
mm-hmm,
or they want to save and they want to do connections. Then you stop overnight in Puerto Rico, sleep at a Marriott,
mm-hmm,
and hop on the plane the next day, go to the next island. And you don't lose all that time flying,
right,
in a plane,
right,
and you're losing vacation time.
Yep.
Everybody wants to squeeze as much time as you can, so you got to work with everybody. And
yeah,
I will always suggest that. It's a 4-hour flight back to Puerto Rico, and sometimes they don't want to spend the money for a nonstop, you
mm-hmm
know,
mm-hmm,
break it up, you know, and it's a great location to be.
Yeah, so, there's plenty of things to do there.
Oh, my God, it's huge.
Yeah.
They have, you know, a trolley. If you go to the mayor's office and you go to the Board of Tourism, they will set up a little trolley to take you around to all the sites in San Juan, and old San Juan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the old fort is out there.
Yes, I've been
know
there. I've been there.
Yeah, Condado, you got the old area. You know, there's a lot to see.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to stay at San Juan Beach and Resort. I mean, there's so many places. to stay at. You got Contado Plaza, which is the big one.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an out island now, like I said, that you can go out to sea and stay at. I mean, you got the Best Western, the Radisson, the Diamond. And then El San Juan Towers, which was used to be a timeshare, and people can still rent. They have just been, they're going to be shut down and renovated. So I don't know what they're going to do there. That's Isla Verde. That's a huge complex. So apparently they're going to be working on that.
Okay.
But you have like Embassy Suites Hotel and Casino.